back at WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively not in Baltimore anymore. We're up Route 30, one of my favorite places. We're in Hampstead at Greenmount Station. I am with the owner of Greenmount Station, Chris Richard here. Betty Boop scratch-off tickets are happening in the bar here, courtesy of the Maryland Lottery. Also, our friends at Goodwill Industries reminding everybody, spring cleaning, I'm doing that this weekend. Some people say it's Easter. I'm like, it's spring cleaning weekend. I got my Easter shirt on, though, right? I mean, I wore a little purple for you here, a little purple and pink. It is Good Friday, and we're here at Greenmount Station doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. This is my favorite segment because you give me beer, and we're going to do a fried and a broiled crab cake, which is the eternal argument that we have here. And I know you through crab cakes, and I guess it is an honest thing that we met on the club level at the Raven Stadium at a charity event. You and I met at a Big Brothers, Big Sister event. I'm guessing this is almost 15 years ago now.
I think it's more than that.
Really? I've been married 19 years. That night, they asked my wife and I, Jason Pappas, my dear friend, asked me if we would make food. And I'm like, I don't know, what am I going to make? He said, well, it's a celebrity chef restaurant challenge. And this is before Bobby Flay or Chopped. And I'm like, well, I make a really nice crock pot pulled pork. And I made a Venezuelan Mojo Dundalk pulled pork with a tortilla. And I had a little dollop of sour cream and a little dollop of barbecue sauce. And I did well, but your crab cakes were better than mine. You're a professional.
We were gone early that night. They went through a lot more than they thought they were going to go through.
It's because I ate 10 of them.
It was a busy night.
Well, we met that night. Mm-hmm. And all these years later, I've done, I don't know, 50, 60, 80 show, however many years it's been, where we've had Marshall Yanda here, we've had players here, we've had Steve Smith here.
Had Barry Trotz here.
We brought Barry Trotz here, didn't we? You're telling me things I don't even remember. How about that? Yeah. That's how long it's been. Your crab cake and the crab cake tour and your business here, I mean, things have changed since the last time I was here with sports wagering and gambling. I talked to John Martin. He's on the show all the time. Your name comes up because you're one of, there's only a handful of guys like you trying to take what was a restaurant and a sports bar and a carryout and then an OTB and a function room into the next. I mean, you're a true entrepreneur.
I guess I am if you look at it like that.
You don't sleep much.
No, it's 7 days a week. But this will be the next chapter in the restaurant, the evolution of everything. And I guess you're right. I mean, it's already been 4 years since we opened the OTB, and having the OTB now that's puts us as one of 17 entities that were awarded a license for sports wagering.
And how many OTBs are there?
I think, well, there's one in all the casinos, but then there's, I think, five freestanding. I know us, Boonesboro, Frederick, Timonium, and then Riverboat. So I think there's five of us that aren't in casinos, and then I think, obviously, there's one in MGM. MGM Horseshoe?
Yeah, but you built this as a restaurant and a bar and really a sports bar, and you were a neighborhood, you were the anti-Applebee's for Hampstead. I mean, is that that's fair
absolutely
to say that, right?
You were
the TGI Fridays that was a local owned thing. Why Greenmount Station? Give me the history of that.
All right, so we got Greenmount Station has the actual train station burned down late 90s, I think it was. I think it was an arson. Somebody burned it down.
What kind of train came through? A passenger train or something?
No passenger. Well, I think they were mostly it was freight trains. We had booming business back in, from 20s to the 60s. There was a canning factory up the road. There was a dairy farm across the street that was over 700 acres. And I know they were shipping milk out every day from the late 20s to the late 60s. And
so the train was used to ship goods here, right?
The train was picking up stuff all over the town. I mean, you had Hampstead has a train station as well. So, I mean, there are numerous parts for you to get on,
I say Greenmount Station. Some people think you're on Greenmount Avenue in Baltimore, right?
I know.
You're right.
Hey, when we place an ad for Help Wanted, we get a lot of people saying, thinking that we're on Greenmount Avenue. And I'm like, hey, we're in Carroll County. We're in Greenmount, Carroll County. So that changes things drastically.
I had to get used to that because, I mean, Greenmount was Greenmount Avenue all my life, being from East Baltimore.
Yeah, so we always have to preface that. Like, we're in Carroll County.
You grew up here?
I grew up here my whole life, Then I went to Towson University, so it was Towson State University then. But
you go to North Carroll?
North Carroll, yep. And now North Carroll is closed, obviously. So now the local school is Manchester Valley High School.
Yeah, you have the Hall of Fame in here, and I just had Brandon Tomlinson, who is one of your proteges here, and he's playing over the Record Theater. We had, if you missed the conversation with Brandon, please go check it out. Add on our YouTube or at BaltimorePositive.com, our podcast, Audio Vault, wherever you check our stuff out. But he was a kicker here and was talking about the Hall of Fame, and it is literally dormant, like the Houston Oilers, right? Like, literally, it's gone, right?
It's gone. Well, some of the members of the school reached out to us, I guess, in the last 2 years. It was during the pandemic. They brought all these boxes of the plaques and different things up here and said, hey, can you display these? We'd like people to be able to see them. And at that point, the school was closed, except for, I think, the police, the Carroll County Police have something going on up there. But for the most part, nobody was going into the school to see the thing. So they brought it up here, and we put it up. And I think a lot of people appreciate it. That they can come see it, and we've always been the local place.
Yeah,
like you said, so.
I mean, I ran into somebody yesterday, mm-hmm. and I said, I'm doing a show at Greenmount. Say, oh, they still do balloons on Monday night, and I guess there's some things you started that I've been doing 12, 13 years. I've been doing shows up here. I knew that Monday night was balloon night, and I'm like, is he still doing that? Yeah, of course he's still doing that. Dave the Magician, and
Wednesdays, yeah.
Yeah, you have a thing here.
And that's back now. I mean, we had stopped through the pandemic, I don't know, until I guess last, I think we started it back up last September, the balloons and the magic, and those guys were really hurting too, the folks that do the balloon magic for us. They hadn't worked a whole lot during the pandemic, obviously, for obvious reasons. And they were happy to get that back, and we really like them a lot.
I had Carl Delmont here in the first segment. I said, he's in the mortgage business. I said, mm-hmm. there weren't many businesses. My friends at Wise Markets, there weren't many businesses that were bonkers during the pandemic. The mortgage business was one of them, supermarket. But there weren't many.
No.
I mean, almost everybody, and you're no stranger to that as well. And I know we talked last time. I called you early on. And you were so stressed out you couldn't even do the show in the beginning. Between PPPs, who's running my kitchen, where am I getting food, how are we selling food, will people curbside, am I set up for curbside, French fries don't go home well. There's just all of these things that every business went through 2 years ago this time. And then I run into you, you've still kept your weight off, you're open at sports. You're constantly, like me, I evolved from doing sports radio to doing Baltimore Positive. Entrepreneurs the last couple of years have created hyper thoughts in all of our brains about possibilities.
Yeah.
Not all of them are good, right? I mean, you think a lot of dark things too, but then you're like, here's an idea. We'll do this. And you feel like you're thriving again here.
Oh, yeah. We're busy as we've ever been. And, like everybody else, we need help. Everybody needs help right now. I know there's no...
Well, you got Michelle and Ashley, so you're in pretty good shape.
We got... I will say this. I think we have the best staff of any restaurant that I know of. I wouldn't trade my staff for any other restaurant staff in the country. I appreciate everything they do for us. And without them, there'd be no restaurant. So we're always looking to add members to the team, but the team we have is invaluable to me, and I would never trade them for anything. So we've been battling through all the things. Like you said, it's a different thing every day, every month to try and figure things out. Now the big thing is supply chain shortages. I mean, we've got, we can't get pretzel rolls right now. So we have a couple menu items that, we can't serve on a pretzel roll because we can't get them. And they're telling us they don't know how long it's going to be. And, you look for options or for an alternative, and there just isn't one for us for the things that we're doing. And for some products there are, and it used to be we'd be a stickler for whatever it was that we were used to using. We wouldn't go away from it. We'd have to have the same kind of everything on the menu, and now it's like, they'll tell you, hey, we don't have that, but we have this, and you're like, okay, I'll take whatever you got.
Last time I was up here, crab meat was $50 a pound.
Yeah, it's come down, thank God. It's nowhere near that now, and now chicken is on the way up because the cost of grain is through the roof, and chicken has probably doubled in price for us, and oil, fryer oil, everybody uses fryer oil, and that's more than doubled as well. And a lot of things, it's just you're trading one for the other, not to mention labor is, for us, our labor is up 30% of what it was pre-pandemic. But again, not our staff is worth what we're paying them. So that's what we need to do, and we'll continue to do so. But I think that, you know, you're going to see prices continue to go up until everything kind of stabilizes, and there aren't any supply chain shortages, and there's enough labor out there to fill everything up. But yeah, right now it's challenging. But like you said, that's what entrepreneurs do. I mean, you take it every day as a challenge, and you can only do what you can do, and you do the best you can, and hopefully business takes care of itself.
Well, on a good Friday, I would say you've done great, right? I mean, we're doing the OTB's rocking over here. Give our audience, you know, we're having a beer here and a crab cake. A regular guy getting a sports wagering license, right? Like, I guess I look at this like when video stores came out in the 80s, everybody had one. You didn't have to have a license. Weed stores come out 3-4 years ago. There's all of this state, and there should be, right, for all of that. Same thing with liquor stores 100 years ago when they started that. But the sports wagering thing is something that was so specified to Vegas, specified to those casinos for all of our lifetime. And in the last 5 years, the leagues are in on it. Baseball, football, everybody's there is no dirty secret to where I was just in the NFL owners' meetings. They believe that is their revenue. That's going to be 50% of their revenue before it's all over with. It's going to be sports wagering 20 years from now. You know, they think that's going to be the thing for them, that they were missing out on all that action for 100 years, right? That Louis the bookmaker was getting the money all the time, right? You get in on this, or you get wind of this, and the OTB side of this, give me the arc of, oh, we can have a horse racing parlor. Okay, and then, oh, wow, sports wagering's coming. Can we do that? I would have said, they ain't giving no license to a guy like Chris and little couple thousand square foot thing, but they are. And I talk to John Martin about that all the time, about the fair playing field, but it is so difficult. And I talk to John about this. Caesars and these companies have all this money and all this infrastructure and all this know-how. You're trying to, like, create a playbook up here to do something here that's never been done.
Yeah, we're fortunate that we were included in the bill that passed last year, and so it entitled us as well as the other 16 entities in Maryland that were in the bill to apply for and be granted a sports wagering license. So now, you know, we just finished up negotiations in for a contract with an operator, and we're hoping to be able to announce that in the coming weeks. It's inevitable at this point. We'll be announcing.
So you
it
need
at some
an
point.
Operator.
You need an operator. So we were approved for and granted a license to for the sports wagering, but we aren't going to act as our own operator because we don't know the first thing about setting odds or doing that. So you have to go out and you got to find somebody like Maryland Live has FanDuel and I think MGM obviously has BetMGM. So there's a lot of other sports books, some bigger, some smaller, but we can't announce who we were negotiating with, but it should be announced in a not too distant.
Did you
future.
Believe you'd be open by now, or did you knew this would be slower than you didn't really think that we would be gambling in the state week three of the football season? Did you?
Well, hey, you know the casinos were open the first week of December, so now they already had the infrastructure set up. I mean,
and it was slow for them too.
It
was part of
this, but to a degree, once they got their license, they were able to just flip the switch and they were ready to take bets. For us, obviously, this is even the guys from the lottery were saying this is new for everybody. You know, we're not a casino, so it's going to be a little bit of a learning process to get us set up.
Now, you're not going to grow. This is the full size you're going to be?
We have nowhere to grow to. So we're hoping that, the early numbers that we're hearing from different surveys or studies that are done, about 90% of the business that's done retail is going to probably be done on those kiosks, the betting.
Sure. I went down to Live and I was there the weekend all the great games happened. The second weekend of the playoffs.
Okay.
The two Saturdays and Sundays were all like unbelievable. Uh-huh. The Buffalo Kansas City weekend, all that. I was down there before the game started and I saw the lines forming. Some people went to a cage, some people were at a kiosk, but it was amazing because you just think it's just a bunch of old dudes, right? It was a completely women, men, black, white, all age groups, 21 to 75. It looked like Las Vegas. It didn't look any different than anything else. It looked like, my first thought on this is, first of all, I'm not a sports gambler. Anybody knows that, knows that about me. Just not blackjack, craps, whatever. I'm not anti-gambling. I play the lottery. My wife plays the lottery. But I just, $50 on the Chiefs to win, it just was never my thing. And I understand the exotics are part of the fun for all of this. You know, will there be three touchdowns thrown? You know, all of that kind of stuff. But my thought that day when I went down there in the casino, and I was there maybe an hour before the first game started. I didn't stay for the game. I came and watched the games. And I didn't place any bets. And the lines were kind of long. But probably would take me 10 minutes, 15 minutes to get a bet down. And I bet on a million horse races. I mean, God, I would track all that. I'm not against betting. But my thought was, when the lines were everywhere and there were people, I thought, this is kind of like a lot of other controversial things. Weed, abortion, liquor, any of those things. There, people want it. People were waiting for this to happen. And instead of having, you know, coat hanger betting or betting with Louie in the back alley and there's a fight over the money or whatever, this is all, as I say to John Martin from the Maryland Lottery, on the up and up. And there was such an appetite for it. That was the thing that I saw. It was open 2 weeks maybe at that point. The last week of the regular season like that. This is the second week of January that I'm in there. And I'm thinking people found it. They're here. They want to do it. They want to pull their money out. They want to be a part of it in the same way that I've been out in Vegas and seen it. And I thought it's smart that they're not keeping it down. It's smart that they're sanctioning it and bringing it out on the up. Now, I don't know how the leagues are going to officiate a pass interference call. That's a whole different and having their wide receivers bet on games. But from a civic standpoint, I think it's something that's overdue. Because people want it. There's a calling for it.
When it was already going on. I mean, look at all the offshore sports books and online. I mean, the money was just pouring out of the country into these other accounts, not to mention the
Costa Rica black
market or the or any bookies and things like that. So I think it's definitely a way for to legitimize it and like you said, regulate it, sanction it, and make sure that that everything is on the up and up.
When did it become real for you? Did the OTB just open the door to that? Because the OTB was probably the original, can I do that? Should I do that? Am I really going to make money, or is there something cool to do? Or so, you making any money doing this?
So the OTB we opened in January of 2018. That's the same year that the Supreme Court heard the case for the sports betting, where New Jersey was suing to overturn the law that just kept sports betting in Vegas. And, you know, I thought at that point, like, well, hey, maybe if that gets overturned, maybe Maryland will vote. And you knew it had to go through a referendum, so you knew it was going to take time. It wasn't going to happen overnight. But at that point, we started thinking, okay, well, maybe this is going to be something. And, you know, I have my partner, Greenmount Station obviously does the food and beverage for the OTB. My partner, David Richardson, is for the OTB and the sports book, and he actually owns a bowling alley next door, so...
Duck pins.
We're in this together, and duck pins.
They got duck pins.
They do have duck pins.
I saw it on the sign.
Anyway, so we started thinking, like, hey, maybe this can happen, and you know, it's been a roller coaster because through the whole thing, if you follow it, you know, the first bill, you know, was going to be the racetrack in the casinos, but not the OTBs.
Dude, I've been following this since they were going to make Bowie a casino. 30. You know what I mean? Like, it's amazing to me that weed became legal before the rest of this. Like, I never thought. When I was 30, that weed would be legal. I always thought at some point the gambling thing, they're not just going to let Vegas have it. But I didn't realize how the sports teams would be in on it. You could have never convinced me 15 years ago that the NFL would have a team in Vegas and be in on this.
And they're actually endorsing different sports books, and I think so at least. I know.
I was at the Super Bowl 6 weeks ago. Yeah. All it was one giant DraftKings, FanDuel money throw. It's not Radio Row anymore. It's Podcast Gambling Row. Everywhere I listened, it was all bet. Like, that's where they want it to go. They believe that's where the money, they believe that's where the interest is going to be.
The only problem with that is that it just, you know, you talk about the integrity of the game and start getting guys that, you know, whether it's at the college level or even at the pro level, guys that aren't making as much money and they see a way to
get $10,000 a night.
Look, it's already happened with officials. You know, the NBA, I forget how long ago
it's been
going
on as long as there's been games, though, right?
And those are just the guys that got caught. You know, I mean, so you got to figure for all the ones that got caught, there's ones that didn't get caught. So,
well, and that should concern everyone, but I think on a local level. For Gus over here in Manchester or Susie down the street here in Hampstead, that they want to bet on the Giants or bet on the Orioles bet against the Orioles or whatever, that there's going to be an outlet here. What do you really expect to happen? So 6 months from now, let's say you're open, and I come up here and I do a show in, I don't know, September, October, football season, whatever. We're sitting over here doing a show. What will it look like here on a Sunday? In your, do you have a vision of this yet? Have you been to the casinos to see it yet?
Yeah, actually, I went down to Maryland Live a couple weeks ago to check out their sports book, but... And even then, on a
basketball was it March Madness?
It was the championship Monday.
Okay.
So there was, all of their terminals had somebody on them. There wasn't a whole lot of a line, but it was still, they have a lot of terminals now. I know they added some since they opened, but our thing right now is that we just want to be open a couple months before football so we can get ready. You know, because I have no idea what to expect. You can talk to 10 different people and hear 10 different things. You know, you're just going to be busy at this time or that time. People aren't
going to
stay.
What does it look like
in
here at 1 o'clock on a Sunday for the Ravens in general? People come here and watch football.
Right. So we the main...
That's already happening, right?
Yeah, the main bar is always full for the games. And then, you know, when it is full, we fill up this, you know, the room that we're in right now.
Well, I mean, you got 12 TVs in this room alone. I mean, and
we got the big screen.
You have the ticket, right?
Yeah.
Have all the games.
NFL Sunday ticket. And then... We have the Major League extra innings right now, but obviously once we get all the sports wagering open, we'll have every major package out there. We should be able to watch any game.
I'm excited
that's
for you.
There. Yeah, it's exciting.
I'm exciting for you. You know, and getting through the plague and coming up here and seeing it vibrant. I came in at lunchtime and you were too busy to do anything. All your staff's running around and you got the outdoor going out here now on the bowling alley side. So if you haven't been up to Green Mount Station, come on up. They're making a lot of changes and growing. And one day you'll be able to bet against the Steelers here. Would that make you feel good?
That would.
Chris Richards here. We're at Green Mount Station. It's all courtesy of our friends at the Maryland Lottery, as well as Goodwill Industries. We are cleaning out our closets this weekend. I'm giving away some Betty Boop. I got to give some scratch-offs away here. I thank Roz for hooking that all up. All right, so life in Hampstead and life post-plague and all of that, what are you seeing up here that I haven't seen the last 6 months since we got together?
To say things are back to normal is an understatement. I mean, I can't believe the volume of business that's out there. It's just, it's unlike anything that we've ever seen for us.
Even with inflation, even if everything's $5
even with
more
inflation,
like that,
it's
right?
Like people, I mean, we actually, believe it or not, we haven't raised our prices in almost a year. And unfortunately that's going to be changing soon because it's just, I mean, what was it last month? They said 8.5% inflation year over year. And it's just not ending. And it's not just the cost of goods sold. It's your labor, like we were talking about before. But yeah, I don't understand it. It's just, it's something I've never seen in my 27 years. I mean, we're busy almost every day and not just for a little while every day. It seems to be, it's a lot of work. I mean, and that's why we need more people. You know, if we were dealing with the same volume as before the pandemic, I think we'd be fully staffed and we wouldn't have a problem, but it's just really busy.
As you've grown, the business has grown. That outdoor space over there beginning now,
people
right?
Love it.
Beginning Tuesday when it hits 70 degrees, mm-hmm. right? This is a 7 month find that, I bet you didn't think people would want to sit outside 10 years ago, right? Like, literally.
I didn't, and I'll tell you, when we talk about the pandemic, I said, as we get further away from it, there's going to be a time when we look back and think about all the good things that came of it, and that
being
patio,
outdoor.
The patio is one of them, because we use that through the winter, too. I mean, we have the panels that you can zip up, and we have three heaters out there, and we have people sitting in there. It can be 20 degrees outside, and there's people outside on that patio. I mean, we're keeping it probably 60 to 65 degrees in there when it's 20 degrees outside. But there's still people that want to be, they like that atmosphere better. Even though you're still enclosed, they just like it out there.
It's changed for all of us as humans, I think.
Yeah.
My wife and I moved to the county. We have deer, we have fox, we have raccoons in our trash last night. The whole deal. But there's something about the fresh air and being outside that I think I've gained a real appreciation for the last 2 years. You know, and... For me, I've moved not away from sports, but I don't feel like I need to be at a hockey game or basketball game or be in concerts. I'm a little different about, but the outdoor part of just going out for a walk now was something we got into the habit of doing because it was the only thing we had to do for 6 months, right? And that's a habit that I think we've enjoyed. And sitting outside is one of those things that when we have the option, we will sit outside now. And most places, berms, all the things in the city, everyone's gotten more creative. Every entrepreneur's gotten more creative.
You have to. I think that's what you had to do to adapt, and that's what we were talking about earlier. You know, you gotta deal with the hand you're dealt. You can't complain about it. You just got to figure out a way to cope. And like I said, I think in the future we're going to be looking back and say, hey, you know, we would have never had that patio without COVID coming. We wouldn't have done it because I just didn't think there was a demand for it. But now, obviously, we can see that there is, and you know, there'll just be a lot of other things that came out of it. But that's definitely one of them.
How do you fight the urge to not go over and bowl two games of duck pins on any given day? You know, I'm a duck pin guy, so.
Well, I don't bowl the duck pins because it frustrates me. I don't do as well with duck pins as
you're a
10
pin guy.
But we used to. I had before the pandemic. We had a group of us that would walk over there in the middle of the afternoon on a Thursday and bowl a couple games, and it's a good stress reliever. And a few customers and another employee we'd go over there and bowl a little bit.
Nothing like a Tuesday night at the Lanes, you know. That's what I'm saying. Chris Richards here. We are at Greenmount Station. It's all brought to you by friends at the Maryland Lottery. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to come back and eat your crab cake because I want to talk about your crab cake as we're eating your crab cakes. We'll take a break. Chris is here. We're at Greenmount Station. It's all brought to you by the Lottery as well as our friends at Goodwill Industries. We are we're packing our bags over the weekend, stuffing stuff, giving stuff away, lightly used plates and other things. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570. Back for more from Greenmount Station here in Hempstead. Right after this.